You are listening to IP Management Voice, your podcast about the world of IP and IP management. We talk about the smartest minds in the knowledge economy so that you can learn from them. If you want to know more, you can subscribe to our newsletter and research the latest topics on our content platform, Dplex, with the world's most important experts on IP and IP management. The content featured in today's episode on Truly Understanding Patents comes from Nikos Raftis.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. You know, we've all been there trying to get a handle on patents, and it can feel pretty overwhelming, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of information, isn't it?
Totally. But I think today's deep dive is going to be especially interesting. We're going to be talking with an expert in this whole world of patents, Nikos Raftis.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's the CEO over at Paradigm Shift.
Interesting.
And they specialize in finding workarounds for patents, so they really know this stuff inside and out.
I'm intrigued already.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And he actually wrote this blog post called Decoding the Patent Puzzle.
Catchy title.
And we're going to kind of unpack some of his insights today and see if we can go from, you know, just understanding the basics of a patent to really getting how this stuff can be a competitive advantage.
Yeah, because I feel like most people, when they think of patents, they think of just like the legal side of things, right?
Exactly. Yeah, all the jargon and, you know, the technical stuff.
Right, all that dense language.
But Raftis, he actually talks about these different layers of understanding when it comes to patents. And he really emphasizes that it's not just about deciphering the legal language or the technical specs. It's about understanding how those elements can actually translate into real-world competitive advantage.
So, like, what does that actually look like? Can you give me, like, a real-world example?
Sure. Let's say we're looking at a patent for, like, a new type of electric car battery.
Okay, yeah.
So, beyond just understanding the technical details of, like, the battery chemistry and all that stuff, how do we start to see that competitive edge?
Right. So let's say this patent, it describes a new battery chemistry that makes charging faster, like way faster.
Okay, that's cool.
So that's like the technical level, right? But to see how it could actually be a competitive advantage, you have to think, okay, how does faster charging actually translate into something consumers would care about?
Right. Does it make their life easier?
Exactly. Does it mean they can, you know, charge up their car in like 5 minutes instead of an hour?
Yeah, that's a game changer.
Right. Or does it open up possibilities for a whole new kind of charging infrastructure? You know, maybe we don't need these massive charging stations anymore.
So it's about connecting those technical dots to the bigger picture of like what the market needs and wants.
Yeah, totally. And that's where Raftis talks about layers 4 and 5 of understanding patents.
Oh, yeah. What are those?
So it's not just about what the invention does, you know, like this battery charges faster, but it's about how it does it.
Okay.
Like, what's the actual structure of this new battery? What scientific principles are they using to make it charge so fast?
So it's like going deeper than just seeing the end result.
Right. It's like if you just see a car go really fast, that's one thing. But if you understand the engine design that makes that speed possible, that's a whole other level of knowledge.
I like that analogy.
Yeah. It's about peeking under the hood and seeing how the gears are turning.
So we've got the technical stuff, and then we've got this kind of market analysis piece.
Right.
But then Raftis brings up this whole idea of translation when it comes to patents.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses this analogy of chemists and engineers having to learn to speak the language of patent law.
Okay.
Which is a whole different beast.
Yeah, definitely.
So what does that translation process actually look like in the real world?
Well, imagine like you're a chemist and you've invented this new type of polymer, you know, like a plastic.
Okay.
But this polymer, it's like super strong and flexible, like nothing else out there.
Wow.
So to get a patent, you have to translate all those chemical properties into legal language that defines the invention.
It's got to be worded in a very specific way.
Right. And then someone on like the business side has to take that patent and figure out how to actually turn it into a product people will buy.
So you got to be fluent in both languages, like the science and the legal stuff.
Exactly. It's this constant back and forth between those different worlds. And it's not always easy.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So it sounds like understanding patents is almost like being multilingual, you know? You got to speak tech, law, and business.
Yeah, you could say that. And that's why Raftis emphasizes that the level of understanding you need depends on what you're trying to do with the patent.
Okay.
Are you trying to figure out if someone's infringing on your patent? Or are you trying to license a technology? Maybe you're just looking for inspiration for your own research and development.
So different goals require different levels of understanding.
Exactly. And that brings us to another point that Raftis makes, which I think is super insightful. He talks about how traditional patent documents, they have limitations, especially when it comes to inventions that are dynamic. You know, they have moving parts.
Okay. I can see that, like trying to understand how a complex machine works just by looking at a 2D drawing.
Yeah, exactly. He actually talks about how his team sometimes has to create 3D models or even animations to really understand how an invention works, because those traditional patent documents can only take you so far.
So you have to be able to visualize it.
Right. You need to be able to imagine the invention in action to really get it.
It's a different kind of skill set, for sure.
Yeah, and that's where a deep understanding of the underlying principles becomes even more important.
Totally. And this is already making me rethink how I approach patents, you know. But before we get too far down that rabbit hole, I think we need to talk about what all this means for innovation. Like, how does this deeper understanding of patents actually impact the way new products and technologies are developed?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And it's something we'll dive into right after this. So, you know, it's really fascinating when you start thinking about how this deeper understanding of patents, this ability to see past just the surface level, how that actually drives innovation. You know, it's not just about avoiding getting sued or whatever.
Right. Yeah. That's what I always thought it was about, just like staying out of trouble.
Right. Exactly. But it's so much more than that. It's about opening up whole new possibilities. You know?
Okay. I'm listening. How does knowing all the ins and outs of patents actually lead to more innovation?
Well, Raftus, in his blog post, he lays out these like four key implications, and I think they're really spot on.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's hear them.
Okay, so number one, and this is probably the most obvious one, is avoiding infringement, right?
Okay, makes sense.
Like, if you're developing something new, a new product, a new technology, you absolutely have to understand the patents that are already out there.
Right. You don't want to waste all this time and money building something only to find out, oops, somebody else already patented this.
Exactly. That's a nightmare scenario, and it happens more often than you think.
Yikes. Okay, so it's about doing your homework, making sure you're not stepping on anyone's toes.
Right. Due diligence. It's crucial. But here's where it gets even more interesting. Deep patent understanding can actually help you identify opportunities for innovation.
Wait, really? I thought it was the opposite, like knowing what's already been patented would limit your ideas?
You'd think so, right? But actually, by studying patents, you can find gaps in the market areas where nobody's really done anything yet.
Oh, interesting.
Or you might come across a patent that's a brilliant idea on paper, but for whatever reason, it's never been implemented successfully. And that's your chance to kind of pick up where they left off. You know, maybe improve upon the idea or find a whole new application for it.
So instead of patents being a roadblock, they're more like a roadmap.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. You can see where people have been and, more importantly, where they haven't gone yet.
That's cool. And that brings us to number three, right?
Yes. Strategic portfolio development.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds fancy.
It is a little bit. But basically, if your company is investing in intellectual property, you need to understand patents to build a strong portfolio.
Okay, so it's not just about getting one patent. It's about having a whole collection of them that work together.
Right, and it's about making sure that the claims in your patents are broad enough to cover your inventions, but also specific enough that they'll hold up in court if they're ever challenged.
So it's kind of a balancing act.
Yeah, definitely. You have to be thinking several steps ahead, anticipating what your competitors might do, and understanding how your patents fit into the big picture of the market.
So you're being strategic about it.
Exactly. And then we come to number four, which is my personal favorite, the design around strategy.
Design around? What's that?
Okay, so imagine you're working on something amazing. You've got this great new idea, but then you discover there's a patent out there that blocks you from doing what you want to do.
Oh, no, that's a bummer.
It is, but instead of giving up, you use your deep understanding of that patent to find a workaround, a way to achieve the same goal without actually infringing on the patent.
So you're being clever about it.
Exactly. It's like finding a loophole, but a legal one. And often this process of designing around a patent, it actually leads to even better, more innovative solutions.
Really?
Yeah, because you're forced to think outside the box. You have to challenge the assumptions that led to that original patent.
So it's like turning a limitation into an opportunity.
Exactly. And that's where Raftus's last point comes in about the importance of an interdisciplinary approach to understanding patents.
Okay, remind me what that means again.
It means you need a combination of legal expertise, technical knowledge, business acumen, and even a little bit of creativity to be truly successful in this world.
So you can't just be a lawyer or an engineer. You have to be a little bit of everything.
Right. You have to be able to speak all these different languages, translate between them, and see the big picture.
This whole conversation is really changing how I think about patents. You know, it's not just about legal documents. It's about strategy and creativity and this whole complex interplay between technology and law and business.
And it's about seeing patents not as a set of rules, but as a framework for innovation. You know, each patent is a story of human ingenuity, a snapshot of a moment in time when someone had a brilliant idea and made it real.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about patents, haven't we?
Yeah, we've gone from like the basics to some pretty deep stuff.
Right, and I think what I'm taking away from this is that patents are so much more than just these boring legal documents, you know? It's like, each one is a glimpse into how technology has evolved.
I like that. Yeah, like little windows into the history of innovation.
Yeah, and they all tell a story.
Yeah.
You know, about how someone had a problem to solve and they came up with this creative solution.
And sometimes those solutions, they build on each other, you know, like one invention leads to another and another.
It's all connected.
Exactly. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to kind of bring it back to you, the listener. You know, we've been talking about how important context is when you're looking at a patent.
So, like, what are you actually trying to achieve?
Exactly. So here's a question for you to think about. What's one area where a deeper understanding of patents could open up some new doors for you?
Yeah, it could be in your job. Or maybe you've got a side hustle you're passionate about.
Or maybe there's just something you're curious about, you know, some field or industry that you've always wanted to learn more about.
And think about how understanding patents could help you navigate that world, you know?
Like maybe it's about avoiding making a mistake that someone else already made.
Right. Or maybe it's about spotting an opportunity that no one else has seen yet.
And remember, understanding patents, it's not just for lawyers and engineers anymore.
Right. It's a skill set that can help anyone who's interested in innovation and strategy.
And on just anyone who wants to stay ahead of the curve, you know?
Yeah.
Because the world is changing so fast and technology is at the heart of it.
Totally. So keep asking questions, keep exploring, keep digging into this world of patents because you never know what you might discover.
That's what makes it so exciting.
Absolutely. Well, that's it for our deep dive today. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep those brain gears turning.
Thanks for listening to IP Management Voice. If there's any topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast or on the content platform Dplex, please get in contact and let us know.